Come gather round, people, whatever your persuasion, be it pirate or pauper, a prince or a thief. I'll tell my mind lapped in wild consternation, tear of Elizabeth's visit and Victoria's adoration. Oh, the feats and travails of the famine queen. One evening of Latin to Killarney I strayed, hearing men in high places all highly esteemed, pouring out their libations, clamoring forth their heap prizes, gladly queuing in columns they rallied in ration for the mighty monarchs of England and the famine queen. They sent out the word to Elizabeth Doting, to grace us all with her presence so calm and serene, like in Killarney of old with the bold Victoria. Unfurl your banners for stern commemorations of the feats and travails of the famine queen. Ladies' petticoats, plumes of all styles and variety, soldiers marched of all rank and station replete. Never was seen a vision of such pomp and piety, when the butcher's apron hung from each pall and station, and waved on heaving throngs by O'Donoghue's quay. Up went new constructions in style and precision, her regal self we regaled all the while. Paupers and peasants were ne'er seen so industrious, such loyal respect and royal dedication. Resound bugles bursting for the famine queen. Her coaches and retinue with ladies in waiting, all dazzling, all dappled by lake so serene, they peeked into valleys and up mountains so glorious, ladies ne'er viewed them before of such a high station. Oh, the feats and travails of the famine queen. No, let's not have starving ghosts haunt our presence. Let God's castigation quell our scurrilous pride, lazy, insolent, race, and so seditious. Sir Trevelyan was right, sure he received commendation from the bold Victoria, the famine queen. No, let's not hear tell of her paltry contribution to starving men through the country in dire need replete. Drink a health to Elizabeth's visit, let us toast merrily Victoria's high station. Oh, the feats and travails of the famine queen. In the year of 1848, Victoria was in Dublin, crowds of mist at her feet. Banquets and praise were lavished for the visit. Elizabeth now graces us for commemoration. Resound bugles bursting for the famine queen. The Ottoman king in his regal seat, 10,000 pounds he promised in famine relief. 1,000 will do, Victoria instructed. They tried to turn back his boats at Drogheda in contention. Oh, the feats and travails of the famine queen. queen. The Choctaw Nation gave lavish contribution 16 years after our own trail of tears. Let us now all sing out their praises, ring out resound in stark ration, and damn the accursed famine queen. Now for songs of a nation's wrongs, starving labor once a groan, now a true voice, ring out resounding stark oration. Ours was no tempest of distant location, but a hell of lightning under the famine queen's sea. Lord Tennyson of Victoria was much in her favor. He praised her to the heights of our own lovely reeds. As he wove in loom of rhymes and of reasons, from the west gloom and shadowed in conflagration, famine raged its likes ne'er before seen. Let Elizabeth come and commemorate the famine. Up in Mayo each year crowds gather with grief. Men came representing many nations, opening the national famine commemoration. Not one from the home of the famine queen.